In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Well, Coach, I know they got the three there at the end of the half. What are you happiest with, especially on offense?
Not a damn thing. I'm not happy about a damn thing. We turned the ball over. This should be a 35-point game by half right now. We're not happy about
defensively, what are you going to build on in the second half,
nothing,
Coach?
Nothing. Too many damn penalties. Same thing right there. Too many penalties.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth with you on this Monday after week two. Tonight we got a Monday Night Football game, Lions and the Packers. You heard there, Bruce Arians upset about his offense at the half. Well, they got going. They put up some points. And not even hitting on all cylinders yet. Let's talk to our guy, Mike Lombardi, Odyssey NFL Insider, who's joining the show now. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to the data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast available on the Odyssey app. Mike, a lot of crazy games yesterday, especially late in that 4 o'clock window. I mean, just an incredible viewing hour, a couple hours there of the NFL yesterday afternoon. Let's start with a game that I do think has some ramifications. Dallas, they go into Los Angeles, won that game. Their defense played well enough to hold down the Chargers. What did that game say more to you about it? Is Dallas's defense better than we think, or is that about the Chargers not, finding enough ways to score points?
Well, I'm not sure. I thought that the game was a little bit about Tony Corrente and some of the decisions he made. Dallas played well. I thought that, they were able to run the ball. They had 31 rushing attempts, averaged over 6 yards. You know, Dak only throws 4 incomplete passes in the game. I mean, very efficient, had the bad interception. But, again, it comes really right down to, as we look at these games, and so much of them yesterday come down to execution in the red zone. And, the Chargers are 1-for-4 down in the red zone, 0-for-1 on goal to go. That's the formula for losing football games. So, when you play good in the red zone, it doesn't matter how many yards you accumulate during the game. And the Chargers had 408 yards, but they just couldn't cash in when it came time to do it. And I think a lot of it had to do with penalties, mistakes. I mean, they had 100 yards in penalties. So, I'm not ready to say the Cowboys are good on defense, especially when they were missing so many of their guys. But, hey, they found a way to win. I thought the game would be a field goal game. And it ended up being, that's exactly what it ended up being.
Mike, no surprise in week two, you see a number of rookie quarterbacks go through their struggles. Zach Wilson against the Belichick defense. Of course, that's going to happen. Trevor Lawrence doesn't have much help down in Jacksonville, and Justin Fields forced into action. What did you think about those three and their play?
Well, I mean, look, all three of those guys played behind in the game. I thought Fields came in, he was erratic, but his footwork and his ability to run with the ball certainly made a huge difference. It wasn't his passing game. I mean, I think he was 29. He was a 29 quarterback rating in the game. It was bad. But, look, they're young. They're going to grow. I mean, Zach Wilson is really problematic. I mean, I think he tried to force the ball. He underthrew the ball. He's been hit too much too soon in his career. Same thing going for his Trevor Lawrence. Same thing with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow got sacked 4 times again yesterday. That's 9 sacks on the season. you know. So I think a lot of it is getting quarterbacks hit. And, you know, then you watch the young quarterback in Mac Jones, and he looks like a 10-year veteran out there.
Oh, awesome. I just realized I was on mute. Sorry about that, Mike. Mike Lombardi, Odyssey NFL Insider with us. Speaking of quarterbacks, you know, Kyler Murray, he's looked impressive. We were even talking about him, taking a future on him in the NFL MVP. What's your assessment of Kyler Murray through the first couple weeks?
Well, I mean, look, it's good. He's outstanding. I mean, he's the roadrunner. It's beep, beep. You're chasing him all over the field. It's hard to get to him. You know, he makes plays. He gets out of trouble. He does some decisions that he makes in the games that cost his team. And yesterday he made one, and they got away with it. I mean, he runs out of bounds with 2:48 to go in the game. Now, I know it didn't bother Aqib Talib on the broadcast, but it bothered the hell out of me. You know, you can't run out of bounds in that situation. You got to let the clock run all the way down. It gave Minnesota an extra timeout. And by having that extra timeout, you know, Minnesota's got the ball. You know, it was 40 seconds to go in the game, and they decide not to even try to advance the ball any further. So I think Murray's playing great. There's nobody who could deny it. I mean, his foot quickness, his ability to elude, his loose playability is remarkable, you know, and he can get himself in situations where, you know, you just can't avoid, you can't get him on the ground. I mean, he throws for 400 yards. I thought he was outstanding, but there's a couple times, you know, he throws two interceptions in the game. There's a couple times where you think, man, he just can't do that. But, look, this Cardinal offense is good. They can move the football. They're effective.
Mike, you mentioned there the play by Murray that was not a good one. He obviously makes a lot of great ones. What do you watch the most when you watch quarterback play now? Because statistics, I think we've gone to a point where it's just absurd, right? 21 quarterbacks right now have a 66 or better completion percentage. 14 quarterbacks through 2 weeks have a 100 or better passer rating. What do you look at? Because those old numbers, even numbers from 3 or 4 years ago, Mike, everyone does it now. So when you watch these games, what do you look at that helps you determine what's good to what's great to what's not so good?
I look at decision-making. I look at fourth quarter performance and decision-making. I think what you have to understand about the National Football League is there's really three games going on at one time. The first quarter is about assessment. What's going on in the game? How do you assess it? The second and the third quarter is about executing the assessment. Did you have the right game plan? Do you have to modify your game plan? What are you going to do? The fourth quarter is a standalone game. I think we saw that last night in the finale. It's a standalone game. No matter what's happened in the first three quarters, the fourth quarter stands alone. And the quarterbacks that execute the best in the fourth quarter are the best quarterbacks, no matter what their quarterback rating is. And the ones that can make plays, make good decisions in the fourth quarter, give their team a chance to win, are the ones that I look for in the fourth quarter. And I think that's got to be the case, and that's how you have to evaluate it. When the game is on the line, I mean, it's one of the things with Baker Mayfield. You know, he's played the Chiefs twice in the last year. And he's had the ball in the fourth quarter with a chance to win the game, and he hasn't been able to do it yet. Now, is it on Baker? Is it the scheme? What is it? I think you have to make that assessment.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mike, yeah, the Chiefs very close to an 0-2 start on the season. And I see beat reporters for the Chiefs this morning writing there's no reason to be bullish on the Chiefs. Last I checked, they still have Pat Mahomes, but they're not covering the number. And even if they would have pulled off the victory setup for a field goal last night, they're not covering the point spread. 2-11 against the spread in their last 13 games. Where are we on Kansas City and with that defense?
Well, I think Kansas City's defense is – what you have to understand about Kansas City's defense is they are about just making a play a series. They're never going to be a good defense. They never have been a good defense. They've always been a defense that they have to make a negative play one time every series, and they'll get them off the field. And when their offense doesn't score any points in the fourth quarter, they will lose games, no matter how big of a lead they've accumulated. I mean, they scored through three quarters. They only had the ball 24 minutes in the game last night. They scored 35 points in three quarters. They scored 35 points with 24 minutes on the clock. That's all they utilized. But the fourth quarter, a standalone game, they didn't do anything. They got one first down in the fourth quarter. We could talk about the Chiefs defense all we want. The Chiefs defense has always been masked by the Chiefs offense. They're all about making a negative play. They're all about creating some form of a negative play. And if they do that, they're really good. If they don't do that and their offense doesn't carry them, they're in trouble.
Mike, quickly before we let you go, who do you like in tonight's game, and would you lay the points with the Packers minus 11.5?
I think Detroit's defense is really slow, and I think the Packers can really move the football on them. I worry about the Packers' defense when it comes to an 11-point spread. I probably, you know, usually these 11-point spreads, divisional matchups, you know, that's 58% when it gets double-digit percentage on these, and when it gets to double digits, particularly in September. I might just take the Lions. I don't like to play. I don't like playing a team that hasn't played well and then counting them to play well when I haven't seen it yet. But I would, if I had to, I would take the Lions.
Great stuff, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll check in again soon. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real, proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Michael on the GM Shuffle, his weekly podcast, available on the Odyssey app. We'll get to that Monday night game coming up. A couple things we haven't touched on here today, and we really didn't touch much on it at all yet. The Saints game. Saints and the Panthers yesterday. That was a home dog. I love the Panthers. I took that on Friday as the best bet. But what surprised me, I thought that game would be closer, and I thought the Saints would perform better. So here's what we have to dissect right now, because we did this a little bit last week, but we could still do it because it's still early. Which side is the what mattered more? What's real? Because the Saints, coming off of demolishing the Packers last week, they looked bad. Are the Panthers just really good, or did we get fooled by the Saints in week one?
R.I.P. Jameis comeback.
The resurgence, Aaron?
Not for one week.
You've noticed I've been quiet lately on the Saints and Jameis Winston, right?
You did pick Carolina, though, in that game.
I mean, there was like the most Jameis Winston interception ever in that game. It's, I guess, this is what you get from the guy. You're going to see good games, and you're going to see bad games. It's who he is, right?
I know we give all the praise to Sean Payton, but maybe it had nothing to do with it. But assistant coaches matter, right? Missing eight assistant coaches, and I believe every one of them on the offensive side of the ball. So you know it was a messy week for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And listen, we were on Carolina. It was one of our contest picks, and we talked about Carolina all week at 3.5, and it actually closed at 3. So the money was moving to the Panthers side, which I found interesting. Every sharp had Carolina in this one. But, yeah. Here's the yardage, 383 to 128. I repeat, a Sean Payton offense had 128 total yards with a 3.0 yards per play. So that was the game. Like, I keep track of all the bets and write them out, which ones are hitting, which ones are not, like early on, way too early, which I think is, you know, something's going to happen to me if I write it down. Like, I got to wait till the final score. I didn't wait till the final score. There was no comeback with the Saints yesterday. Like, they were not in that ball game from jump.
Mm-mm. Well, and it makes me wonder if the other side is really becoming the story. Because I think the Saints are what they are. They're okay. They're probably not going to be as bad as I thought 6 weeks ago. They're not as good as they looked in week one. Carolina is the story, the way I see it, after that game. You mentioned the yardage. Joe, in week one, they hit Sam Darnold a million times. Excuse me, they hit Zach Wilson a million times. In week two, they hold a Sean Payton offense about 100 yards of offense. They're 2 weeks in. Sam Darnold looks competent, dare I say. 68.5 completion percentage, the one turnover. He's played well through 2 weeks. Matt Rule's a good coach. He's been a good coach at every stop. This thing, I always feel like turnarounds happen quicker than we think. We're always like, oh, yeah, 3 years in. You know what? maybe this is going to work. They're 2-0 with a trip to Houston on Thursday. A 3-0 Panthers team is very likely.
Okay, let me ask you this. Which one of these 2-0 teams is not going to make the playoffs? Vegas, Arizona, Denver, or Carolina?
I would say Vegas.
Because of division?
Because the division. And I think there's just more teams in the AFC. Though that might be a tiebreaker win over Pittsburgh.
I actually was going to ask Mike Lombardi his assessment, because I know he was high on the Steelers when we talked to him. And I was curious if he was surprised by what he saw from the Raiders. But that's a good question.
So before the year started, I was trying to figure out who would be the last spot in the NFC playoffs. I thought it was difficult to find that when I was trying to pick my playoff teams. And I was like, that last spot's weird. Minnesota, Chicago, one of the last place team in the West. I don't think the East gets to. Carolina now seems like a pretty good play for a playoff spot at 2-0.
I'll tell you what the odds say. So this morning on FanDuel Sportsbook, Arizona is a favorite to make it at minus 150, yes. So they're a favorite to make it. Carolina is a favorite to miss it, minus 156 to the no. Denver, a favorite to make it at minus 166. And Vegas, a favorite to miss it, no, is minus 134.
Let me throw a couple quick games at you. Carolina scheduled. Ready for this? At Houston, week 3.
Win.
You think? All right. At Dallas, week 4. Maybe a loss, but that's all right. Yeah. Home for Philadelphia, home for Minnesota follows that.
Oh, Philadelphia's easy. Win.
Okay. Minnesota, after that, at home.
They're going to split those two. Yeah.
Okay. Then they go to the Giants. They go to Atlanta. Two winnable road games.
Ooh. Yep.
Like, they have a real chance to get off to a big start before we get to Halloween. That takes us to Halloween.
What were the odds on them to be the last team with a loss?
Someone knows.
70 to 1.
Dude, that is live.
They've got Dallas coming off is it Monday Night Football? Eagles game? Or is it? Ooh. Yeah, it's Monday Night Football, right? In Dallas.
Yes. Yes. That's so short week for Dallas.
Yep.
So all how right, about this? Wait. Here's a double whammy. Carolina's got the extra time Thursday to the next Monday night. Or Thursday to the next Sunday. Dallas, the short week.
Let's go, baby.
Uh-oh.
Paul's got Denver going to lose? Oh, they got Baltimore week 4.
Yep.
Paul's got this. 70-1.
Rams have the Bucks this week. I mean, the Bucks could win. And the Rams have the
You're going to knock one of those teams out.
Right.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
This show might have a 100-1 ticket come home. We'll hit on that next. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.